This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And listen to that, folks. Rock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot and killed a Cleveland police detective and an informant last week. Detective James Skernovitz and Scott Dinges were murdered on Thursday. Skernovitz was part of the Violent Crime Task Force in Cleveland. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to appear in court today for a hearing about extradition as the U.S. wants him sent back to the States to face federal spying charges. The Justice Department indicting the controversial publisher on 18 counts related to the release of secret military documents, which exposed apparent war crimes and human rights abuses by U.S. troops in Iraq. Assange denies the charges, calling himself a political refugee. That hearing is set to resume in London after being postponed because of the pandemic. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Pentagon again confronts the issue of whether one of the contracts it's awarded was awarded fairly. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with more.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. I'm Kenneth Burns.
And one of the most famous and immortalized caddies of all time is offering his services for the U.S. Open. Michael O'Keefe, famous for playing Danny Noonan in the 1980 comedy Caddyshack, is making a public plea to tote a bag during the major at Winged Foot at Mamaroneck, New York. Specifically, the now 65-year-old actor is calling out Matt Kuchar on Twitter saying, "Hey, I hear you need a caddy." Kuchar famously stiffed his caddy, David Gyrel Ortiz, after winning a tournament in 2018. Caddies earn a pre-agreed upon amount of the golfer's winnings, which can be up to 10%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Monday. It's Labor Day all over America. Good to have you with us, and we'll talk more about Labor Day in just a moment. But let's get into the Sunday news shows right away. Of course, the big controversy is the Atlantic article about the president making some sort of disparaging statements about the military. I don't know how you feel about this, but I've about had it with the media reporting, you know, with anonymous sources. And some say, well, you know, they use the deep throat excuse. Well, you know, during Watergate, you know, thank God for deep throat. It wasn't for deep throat, then we wouldn't have been able to get rid of a corrupt president in Richard Nixon and force the issue without, you know, the anonymous reporting of deep throat. I'm not sure how to cut those hairs and be able to split those in such a way that makes sense, but certainly we have gone overboard with anonymous reporting. Nobody is coming forward and saying, look, I was there, here's my name, you know, so that you can be challenged. I mean, that is the, I guess, the initial consideration of any kind of due process is that you have to have an opportunity to face your accusers. And what has happened with the mainstream media is they continue, particularly when it's used for political purposes. And this is not bringing the country together. This is very divisive, whether we're talking about, you know, Brett Kavanaugh and his confirmation hearings. I mean, this has been going on for way too long, and it's the media getting worse and worse. In fact, here is an interview on CNN with the Atlantic editor-in-chief, and this is what he had to say about using unnamed sources in the Trump piece.
Accounts here of a commander-in-chief stating the most disrespectful things you can imagine about fallen service members, amputees. The president, you know, your story, did not want amputees in a military parade because people don't want to see them. I'm curious why these people didn't want to go on the record. We're 2 months from an election, and these are horrible insults to service members. Did they explain their thinking as to why they wouldn't put their names to these accounts?
Well, like, you know, like you, when you're faced with the same situation, you always ask for people to go on the record.
Sure.
And then ultimately you have to make it when they don't want to go. And we both experienced why people don't want to go. They don't want to be inundated with angry tweets and all the rest. And we push hard. And that's why you have to sort of do this reporting with even more belt and suspenders approach. You know, dotted I's and crossed T's, and find multiple sources for it. But ultimately, and you know, each time this is a judgment call, right? You know, does the public's interest in needing this information outweigh the ambiguities or the difficulties of anonymous sourcing. And in this case, I decided that I felt I knew this information well enough from high enough sources and multiple sources that I thought we should put it out. I do hope, obviously, and I try, as you do, to get various people to say things on the record. And I hope that there's an effort to, I hope there's an effort by on the part of reporters, and I'll be continuing to make that effort to move this material directly onto the record.
You know, he hopes to do this. I mean, you can't hope to do this. You have to be more intentional. If you, in fact, want to do something about this anonymous reporting and the credibility of journalism. I mean, at a time when we need journalism to be credible, you know, going into an election, it's like, who do you know to deal with? Oh, yeah, that's right, we do. We have a COVID-19 flying around as well, right? So we need them to be as credible as possible to help us understand what's going on and to really cipher out the politics, because the political rhetoric is just, it is unbridled. I mean, the things that are being said and even Fox News is galling me, because they allow these talking heads from the Democratic Party to come on, and even the Republican Party, and they make statements. They don't challenge them. It's almost like, well, I won't say they don't challenge them. Even Fox News seems to want to challenge at times Republican operatives and spokespeople for the president. But when it comes to spokespeople for the Democrats, it's like the prevailing attitude that has infected even Fox News is that you just let them come on and let them say whatever they want to say. You know, there's no pushback. There's no question. There's no follow-up question. It's like the interviewers are, they've got their set list of questions that they need to ask. And, you know, this is one of the things that even Larry King used to talk about in interviewing people, is that, to be a good interviewer, you have to listen, because that's interaction. When you're talking with somebody, you're responding to what they've said. You go back and forth like normal people would have a conversation. But it's like news today, the way it's presented, it's like, oh, I'm on a set time, and I just have to, I've got to ask the next question. You know, meanwhile, they've said that they just ran over the Queen in their car, and it's just like, it passes by. Nobody asks a question about, wait a minute, you just said you ran over the Queen. I mean, you know, I haven't heard this. I mean, come on, break this down for me. I mean, it's almost that ridiculous. And so we wonder why the media reporting has gotten to the extent that it has, and it's because, you know, they've been able to get away with it. And nobody is calling them out for it. And so now we have this rash of anonymous reporting. I mean, these are political hit jobs, and we see them coming up from time to time. So now is it Donald Trump's turn to do a hit job on Joe Biden? And I got to tell you, I've got an audio track here that revisits Joe Biden and brings back to focus what Kamala Harris had to say about Biden. Remember in the one of the debates, in talking about how she was that little girl, you know, and some of the policies that then Senator Biden had supported. And we're going to play that in the next segment. And you need to stand by for that, because this shows you, what is part of the challenge for somebody who has been in politics, especially for as many decades as Joe Biden has, is that the weather has changed over the years. And what may have been appropriate to say back in the 90s, boy, it sure clashes some 20-some years later. And you'll hear how it clashes, like I said, in the next segment. It's quite shocking. But needless to say, one of the big topics over the weekend was supposedly what the president had said. But even John Bolton, who has demonstrated no love for the president and could have used a little bit more book sales, he couldn't even misrepresent and say, well, you know, he had been around the president, he was with the president that day, he never heard anything said like that. Noticeably, John Kelly, who was his right hand at the time, you know, we're not hearing from John Kelly. Does that mean that he's complicit in this? That maybe he's one of those four anonymous sources, possibly? Who's to say? I mean, you can tell the establishment is doing everything they can, no holds barred, to do what they can to block the reelection of the 45th president of the United States. And we'll see how America responds to it, because, the way the Democrats are doing this and the way the mainstream media is, they're throwing it all in, regardless of any kind of credibility loss. They're going to do everything they can to make sure that this president does not get reelected.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you on this Labor Day Monday, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. And Labor Day, as you recall, is the creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. Constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contribution workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. And if there was ever a time to celebrate Labor Day, is a time is now in this COVID-19 environment in which we live in. in spite of being, tripped up by COVID-19. I mean, thank God for the economy being the position that it is. Certainly, it's not normal. But we're not totally blighted either. This is one of those half glass, half empty, and maybe even better than that kind of perspectives. But, it's up to you to, and of course, I understand each individual is different. For some of us who are able to work from home and manage through this COVID-19, thank God for that. But there's still too many of our fellow citizens who are unemployed, being restricted by all these, as some would declare, as draconian measures. So what are we going to do about it? Anyway, we'll talk more about that throughout this hour and throughout this week about the economic situation, and also some conversation with Steve Mnuchin in just a moment. But before we do, I do want you to hear that soundbite. And this is more than a soundbite. This is Joe Biden back when he was a senator. This is back in the early 90s. And listen to what he had to say about blacks and almost the feudal acceptance of their situation, and why he supported the crime bill. Listen to this.
It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized. They literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society. And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point. That's the sad truth. I'm the guy that said, rehabilitation, when it occurs, we don't understand it and notice it. And when we notice it and we know it occurs, we don't know why. So you cannot make rehabilitation a condition for release. That's why in our system, there's the federal system, you serve 85% of your time. It's a shame, but we don't know how to rehabilitate. But there is a consensus, and I will cease. A, we must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone is a malefactor in society. I don't care why someone is antisocial. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. But they are in jail, away from my mother, your husband, our families.
Joe Biden, this is his voice, and this was his presentation to the Senate, as you can tell, back in 1993. And, I'll tell you, the campaign does not want this video and this audio to get out there. But this is what Kamala Harris was pointing to during the debate, as you'll recall. And, of course, interesting that Joe Biden is more forceful about this particular issue in 1993 versus what he's saying now. And this is, I think, part of the challenge. Joe Biden talks about, fighting for the soul of America. I question the very soul of Joe Biden. You know, who is Joe Biden? It's almost that he's really lost, and I'm not sure if he ever had any kind of authenticity. I mean, he sounds pretty authentic right there in his belief system. But, you know, it's problematic. In fact, I just wrote a commentary, and I'll let you know when it goes up at Revolutionary Times, about Joe Biden. But my first pass on the commentary was even more indicting, because as a practicing Catholic, I have a lot of problems when Biden says, look at, I have my own private, personally held beliefs as a Catholic, but I don't believe that they should be imposed on the body politic. But it should form who you are and should form the things that you're interested in. If you are a practicing Catholic, as somebody had pointed out, and I tweeted back when they said he's a practicing Catholic, I said, I think he needs more practice. Because that's just not the way it works. I mean, that's not the way we want it to work. That's the problem that what we have in the church today is we've become so mealy-mouthed and so culturally consumed that as people of faith, we have failed on the commandment that Jesus called us to do, and that was to go out and be, you know, light to a dark world, to be salt against, this kind of stinking thinking and this kind of abandonment of core principles and morality. Anyway, we'll talk more about this, but I wanted you to make sure that you heard this. Also, in the Sunday talk shows, Steve Mnuchin was there to talk about, the president's policy. He says, look, they want to work out a deal with Nancy Pelosi, that he and the president are for a stimulus. I just don't think that they're for a $4 trillion stimulus that seems to want to take care of, too many pet projects that the Democrats have been insisting on. But as we continue to, fight through this at the expense, sadly, of unemployed Americans, this is the thing that's very difficult. And I know that those, especially that are unemployed, are taking notes. But listen to what Steve Mnuchin had to say.
1.4 million jobs added in August. As you mentioned, the unemployment rate down to 8.4%. At looking right now in the current trajectory, what do you think it'll be by Election Day?
I think you're going to see it continue to go down. We're going to have one more employment number this month that you're going to see. I think you're going to see another good number. You're going to see a phenomenal third quarter GDP. Some people think it's going to be in the neighborhood of 30-35%. Whether it's 25%, 30-35%, you're going to see this is the American economy rebounding. This is American business. People know when the government gets out of the way and we let American business work, and with a little support from industries that are hardest to hit, and that's why we all want more legislation, this economy will fully recover, and the president's job and my job is not done until everybody gets back to work.
I want to go overseas. The country's still in the Iran.
Okay. And that's really the bottom line, as Mnuchin says. The administration and all of America is not going to be satisfied until we're open for business once again, anecdotally and somewhat cryptically, people are saying, well, they think we'll be able to get back to work and everything will be back to some, heading to some sense of normalcy on the other side of the election. And, but think about who is trapping us, with that. The mainstream media, politics. But meanwhile, we have real people on Main Street America that need real solutions. And we have to wait. We have to wait until the other side of this election process. I mean, this is disgusting. Because last time I checked, I don't think our rent payments or our food bills can wait until November the 3rd. And, of course, now we're being told, because of all the mail-in activity that's going to be taking place, there's going to be some states we may not know for another week.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52%. 0.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And this is it, folks. Brock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you, and we're going to be talking about something the Marxists have always maintained. And I'm not sure that we believe them, but we're starting to see just what they meant when they can infiltrate, just 1% of society. They have always said, give us 1% and we'll control the other 99. Well, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, the author of many books, including his latest, The Devil and Karl Marx, is going to be coming up with us in just a moment as we connect with him. And the professor is with us. He is in the house, Paul Ken Gore. Welcome. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Always good to be with you. Thanks.
Well, the Marxists have long said, hey, give us 1% and we'll control the other 99. They kept saying, but we weren't listening, and we're starting to see that now.
Well, that's exactly right. And, I was really struck by that when I saw that statement by General Flynn, General Michael Flynn, and it was reported in a Western Journal, exclusive he had with Western Journal, and he said there that, I was once told, if we're not careful, 2% of the passionate will control 98% of the indifferent. Right? And that really hit me because I've done this book called The Devil and Karl Marx, and probably 4 or 5 different sections in that book, I came across quotes precisely like that from ex-communists. People like Manning Johnson, Ben Gitlow, Bella Dodd, Louis Boudens, and all of these people said this, Bill, in literal testimony before Congress.
Exactly.
And, so they all said again and again. In fact, here's just one quote from Manning Johnson. Tell me how familiar this sounds to what General Flynn said. It is an axiom in communist organization strategy that if an infiltrated body has 1% Communist Party members and 9% Communist Party sympathizers with well-rehearsed plans of action, they can effectively control the remaining 90%.
Yeah.
And Johnson said that about how communists penetrated religious denominations. Bella Dodd said it about how she organized communists in the teachers union in New York State. And you could see it even today where you have a group like Black Lives Matter, which, you know, is not ostensibly a Marxist organization. It was not supposed to be, right? But Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza say, you know, we are trained Marxists. We are Marxist organizers. That's their ideological framework. So it's amazing how, and the left is so good at this, right? Mm-hmm. They can create groups like, you know, in the '30s, the American League Against War and Fascism, mm-hmm. the American, Peace Mobilization, right? Well, who would be against peace?
Right, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who would support war?
Yeah. Well, who's against, you know, Black Lives Matter really exactly. on the surface? Newt Gingrich that's said right. the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, going back to what exactly. you said earlier, I mean, we saw this happen in Germany at the end of World War II. You know, they stopped and said, wait a minute, how did we let 10% of the fascists overrun 90% of Germany?
Yeah.
I mean, this was right. the big wake-up call, but it should have been the wake-up call for the rest of Western civilization and the world to see how little forces, and as you see, here we are in Portland, over 100 nights of rioting, and I mean, this is less than 1% controlling the 99. It is intimidated, you know, and I think the timing has just kind of aligned perfectly, Paul, because and my indictment on this, and this may sound a little unfair, but my indictment is on the mainstream media because they've done us yeah. no favors in reporting on this, have they?
No, that's right. And if people like you and I point this out, I mean, if we're being monitored right now by Media Matters or Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, they'll flag what we've said in the headline. It says something like, Kengor Martinez says Black Lives Matter Marxist.
Right. Right. Hate
and,
speech.
And then people get it and they tweet it and they send it around. They don't quote the entirety of what you said. They don't come to you for a response. And they don't try in a level-headed way to really get at what you're talking about and what you're warning about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they came to us and we'd say, no, our whole point is that we know that 99% of the people supporting this organization aren't Marxists. That's our point, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's what drives us nuts, mm-hmm.
right?
Manning Johnson, who was, by the way, African-American, he was a brilliant bill, ex-communist, who mm-hmm. left the party. I mean, this is somebody that every black conservative ought to know about, Manning Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he said another quote that's just chilling. He said this to Congress, quote, I know from my own experience in working in labor organizations, for example, that we had an organization with 10,000 members, and there were only about 60 to 70 communists, and we controlled the organization. So with a small minority of ministers, here he's talking about religious denominations,
exactly.
right,
mm-hmm.
who work in an organized manner, they can always win over and subvert and dupe the majority who are disorganized and are individualistic. It's so true. And then also, too, if you get 60 to 70 who are communists, and boy, I have to do the math on this,
mm-hmm.
9,930 who aren't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, and then you get, let's say, 1,000 in between on the left who the communists will say, hey, these 9,000, right, they're saying that we're communists. Could you believe that? Right? And then the liberals go,
yeah.
That's crazy. What are they, Joe McCarthy's?
Yeah.
And then the other 9,900 kind of, or 9,000 sort of cower and say, oh, I don't want to be called names, or,
yeah,
oh, I don't want to be called a hater on Twitter.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to be canceled.
Right, right, right. And so then they go crawl in their hole and you know, and let the small group that are the real revolutionaries, the real haters,
yes.
the ones who really want to fight, they let them take over and they let them win. This has been going on for 100 years.
Yeah, it's a well, thousands of years, frankly.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the history of mankind, is there's always going to be a rise of somebody who wants to take over institutions. This is nothing new. The thing that I'm surprised, Paul, after all these years and all these experiences, and we're going back through millenniums here, is that people are not smart enough to see the rise of Manning Johnson. And Manning Johnson, what he needed was he needed a canvas to paint on, as we say in creative terms. And people just let him go. They thought he was inconsequential, in much the same way that they thought that Martin Luther King Jr. was inconsequential. Just a black guy, no big deal. But it's like there was no analysis of understanding, okay, what type of person was Martin Luther King Jr. about? You and I have discussed at length, or even Manning Johnson. Was there something that could be done to say, look, he's talented. And he needs a canvas to paint on, and we need to give him a good canvas to paint on, not give him one that is going to create all kinds of havoc, right? And I don't think that right. opportunity was presented to him.
No, that's right.
Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair. And he was so high up, Bill, and I'm so glad you're talking about this man. Again, people, Manning Johnson. Mm-hmm. He was, he served on what was called the National Negro Commission, which was a subcommittee of Communist Party USA. Mm-hmm. And Communist Party USA working with the Soviet Comintern, and people are going to find this hard to believe, but I assure you it's true, and people, anyone who's researched this knows it's true. No one will deny this in the communist movement. They try to organize black Americans into what they called a segregated Negro Republic in the South. Mm-hmm. And this Negro Republic would foment an uprising and team with Northern communists, and they'd work with the Soviet Union to try to establish what they called a Soviet American Republic. I know it seems crazy and far-fetched, but it was actually part of their plan, right?
They worked out a great plan. And you mentioned earlier, who did they go and tie up first?
Yeah, the religious left, right?
Exactly. They went, and even the religious left didn't even know they were the religious left until they found themselves going, whoa, I guess I am part of the religious left. I never thought I was.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Correct. That's right.
I mean, this is a brilliant strategic move by the communists, you see, and this is, we don't understand the war that we're dealing with on a constant basis. You know, John Guandolo is on with us regularly with Understanding a Threat, former FBI, and he points this out time and again. You know, America can ill afford to be asleep at the wheel, because this is how we got here in today's America, is it not?
It is. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Yep.
We've got more from Paul Kengor, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, after this. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Favored by students and young adults, Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account provides clients with ways to help them establish and maintain responsible money management skills. Christian Baumfalk, Bank of America.
Developing smart financial habits like budgeting and saving is essential, especially during these uncertain economic times. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping young adults and students succeed by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance banking account, as well as educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
More than 2 million clients now use Advantage Safe Balance Banking, which allows them to bank without overdraft fees. Students under the age of 24 are also eligible for a waiver to cover the monthly maintenance fee on both the Advantage Safe Balance Banking account and the Bank of America Advantage Savings account. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/student banking. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/student banking.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, I think you can hear from the numbers that Paul Ken Gore laid out that from his latest book, The Devil in Karl Marx, that look at, you know, seemingly we think we have the numbers on our side, but you've got to think about the quality of those numbers, right, Paul? I mean, because if you only have, even if you have 90% of people that are indifferent, I mean, they're going to be overrun by the passionate. I mean, that's been proven. This is empirical evidence. I mean, this is in every annal of history and a study of empires. I mean, this is what happens, right?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I find it ironic, Bill, that we're talking about this on Labor Day.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, one of the people that I quote is Bella Dodd, and she was a really well-known ex-communist, left the party, converted to Catholicism. She was converted by the late, great Bishop Fulton Sheen. She testified before Congress. She wrote an amazing memoir called School of Darkness. By the way, Manning Johnson wrote a memoir, too. Ben Gitlow did. So a lot of these people, they really, when they talk, they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she testified to Congress many times about how she organized everyone from teachers' unions in the state of New York, you know, to striking seamen, you know, longshoremen, you name it. And what she excelled at, her party work was with the teachers unions. And she wrote in School of Darkness, her memoir, she said that organizing teachers unions in New York from 1936 to 1938, which might sound like old news, but I'll tell you, the tentacles of that, we're seeing that to this day. She said, quote, at its peak, the union boasted 10,000 members, and in it, the Communist Party had a fraction of close to 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 1,000 out of 10,000, that's 10%.
Yes,
and
right.
And you could really do a lot with that, mm-hmm. especially, and this is one of these kind of human nature things that communists, being so cynical, really understand. The 1%, man, they want to fight. They
yes.
get up every morning, and like you get up and read your meditations or read your Bible, you know, they get up and they read their organizer. This is what drives them. This is what motivates them, which is why when Patrice Cullors said, you know, we are trained Marxist organizers, this is our ideological framework, right? We're super versed in ideological theories. And people like you and I are telling people on left, that matters.
Yes,
that really
exactly.
Matters. It's like when you and I say, you know, Paul Kingler, Bill Martinez, we're Christians. We believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's our framework, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're not like Joe Biden that says, well, it's just a personal thing. It's not
right.
supposed to. I mean, what do you mean by that, Paul? That just drove me nuts.
Oh,
you know,
I mean,
bless his heart. I pray for him that he would get clarity on this, because this is a problem. Joe Biden reflects the problem with the church today, that we think that we can embrace, you know, cultural norms and have the culture affect church doctrine as opposed to the other way around.
Well, that's right. And yeah, there was a priest in New York, and I think I saw this on the Blaze last week, I believe. And I got a lot of emails on it. And he was reading to his parishioners, his congregation, about he made a statement against racial discrimination. Everybody clapped, right? Mm-hmm. And then against police violence, everybody clapped. And then he got to Black Lives Matter, and then you got complete silence, right? People didn't want to hear this stuff. And there are other priests out there who've written saying, look, you as Catholics, you can't support Black Lives Matter, because if you just go to the website and you read the About section, there's stuff here on sexuality and culture and, you know, against the, quote, Western prescribed nuclear family structure, quote, unquote. You know, you might be able to be with these guys on George Floyd, but if you read all this other stuff, there's a whole bunch of reasons here why you can't donate money to this group. Now, in the past, I shouldn't dump on Pope Francis here, I guess. Maybe I should. Rome would have backed them, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, and you had, when you had groups in the 1930s, when Bella Dodd was saying stuff like this, you know, Pope Pius XI, Pope Pius XII had her back on it, right? And today, and Pope Francis has said, quote, the Marxist ideology is wrong, unquote. Okay, good, cool. But that's about all he says, right? Mm-hmm. There's no, like, formal, you know, equivalent to 1949 papal decree against communism, which says if you support these groups, right, if you do this, you can be excommunicated, right?
Yes.
And no, people listening, please, I'm not saying excommunicate any Catholic who supports Black Lives Matter. You got that, Media Matters?
Yeah, right,
please,
exactly.
Listen to me, please, all right?
Yes.
But I'm just saying here that the difference between people today on the religious left, they're not looking carefully enough at some of the deeper overall objectives of some of the organizers of some of these groups.
Right.
All right, be careful. That's
right.
All. Just please be careful. I guess that's all I'm saying.
Well, Paul, I mean, the fact of the matter is the church has been vulnerable for a number of years. My good friend George Barna, formerly with the Barna Group, is now with ACU in Arizona, and he's been able to obtain a research entity operating there through ACU, and it's brilliant. Again, his focus is on a biblical worldview, and what's happened is less than 10% of evangelicals, declared evangelicals Christians, I think the number is even less than that when it comes to Catholics, but less than 10% hold to a biblical worldview. I mean, think about that.
Right.
And pastors and senior pastors in the pulpit today, less than 50%. Well, it's no wonder. People are confused. They have a very casual relationship with their faith to such a degree that, wow, I mean, we're going to be... We're heading to a day of, I believe, and we could be grateful if we would have a day of repentance that would come on. We have a scheduled day, which is going to happen on September the 26th, called the Return. And many people are coming, you know, to D.C., to the D.C. Mall. Franklin Graham's also bringing another group in as well. And, and I just say, hey, the more the merrier. I mean, we need to understand who we've offended here and how lost we are. Because since we've turned our back on God, look at the results. I mean, you know, we can just say, just looking at taking the Ten Commandments out in the mid-60s to where we are right now, let's not even get into the deeper aspects of it and going back to Darwinism and the turn of the century. We're just talking about this modern era.
Yeah,
well, this has been devastating.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So Marx and Engels, they were Darwinists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had very racist views, and those racist views came straight from their Darwinism.
Sure.
In fact, I've got a quote for you right here. Marx and Engels, they were debating Where is it? They had, so Paul Lafargue, who was Marx's son-in-law, and he was partly Cuban. So by Marx's logic, this meant that he was, quote, infected by Negro blood. Okay, so he called him Negrillo, or the gorilla. Isn't this awful?
Yeah, wrong.
Engels said to Marx that Paul possessed, quote, 1/8 or 1/12 N-word blood. And when Lafargue was running as a political candidate for a council seat in a Paris district that contained a zoo, Engels took a shot at Paul in a letter to Paul's wife, which would have been Marx's daughter-in-law. He wrote, quote, being in Paul's quality as a N-word, that is a degree nearer to the rest of the animal kingdom than the rest of us, he is undoubtedly the most most appropriate representative of that district. And you know, these two guys were Darwinian materialists and atheists. Marx said, communism begins where atheism begins. And as for Christianity, and this is why I said the stuff I said a few minutes ago, anybody, Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center, you're monitoring the show, you need to include this stuff for the people on the left. Marx said of Christianity, the social principles of Christianity preach cowardice, self-contempt, abasement, submission, humility. The social principles of Christianity are hypocritical. And that was nothing compared to what he said about the Jewish faith. He said, quote, the Israelite faith is repulsive to me. So that's what these guys believed, right?
Yes.
Religion is the opiate of the masses, said Marx, the heart of a heartless world and the soul of soulless conditions. Communism begins where atheism begins, which is why I was saying, if you are a Catholic or a religious believer and you've got a priest telling you to support an organization whose founders profess Marxism, right? You shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
right?
You're going down the yellow brick road of atheism.
Right. You shouldn't do that. Oh. You shouldn't support leaders who are Marxist. Now, if you want to support, as I do, you know, police reform and police not committing violence against people, you know, black people, people of any color, support that cause and organizations that do that, but be careful about supporting an organization whose leaders might have Marxist goals, right?
Mm-hmm. Paul, let me ask you this. You find it interesting that the leaders, let's just say the leaders of Black Lives Matter, you mentioned the Marxists, the trained Marxists that we know, would they have passed and been allowed and become Marxists even the early days of Marxism? Because, Karl Marx didn't want to accept anything that he perceived to be inferior or compromised. And so this fluid, woke society that we're dealing with today, just by, the basic qualifications, they wouldn't be Marxists. They'd be kicked out of the club right away.
Well, that's exactly right, and which is why Alicia Garza and Patrice Cullors of Black Lives Matter, they ought to be condemning Marx.
Yes.
Right? They ought to be condemning Marx for the racist that he was, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
They should not only not be Marxist-trained organizers, they should be non-Marxists, given who
think
Marx was. There's great irony here.
I know, and this is what we love about 2020, the year of 2020. It is the year of vision, and we're starting to see this. It is the veil being pulled back on all the craziness. The Devil and Karl Marx is the title of his new book. Paul, how can they get their hands on it?
Just go to Amazon.com and type in The Devil and Karl Marx.
And it'll be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Professor, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the